Sometimes entire fences were.
Yes, I know, they were.
Okay.
But ordinarily, most of the people that didn't have, back when I grew up, they just used the rails, straight rails.
Now, in limestone country, did they ever build fences in the limestone?
I don't know. We live in a sandstone county.
Mm-hmm.
But I have seen a lot of them in countries. They just stack up the rocks, and it maybe it'd be about 18 inches thick. And last.
What do they call that? Your mother came from that?
Rock piles, I guess.
Rock fences. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, and I asked you about that egg that you fool hens with.
Oh yeah, nest egg.
Oh, okay. And
you'd make them want to lay another one.
Right. And we talked about the white glass, and you said you'd not seen that type.
We didn't use them, huh?
They were called the same name, that's made a very expensive dishware. What is
China.
That?
China eggs.
You've heard that?
Yes.
Oh, very good.
Uh-huh.
You have heard of China?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we talked, you showed me a little wooden thing with a handle out there. What?
Cedar bucket.
Cedar bucket, uh-huh. And
that's a kind we used a lot, and it would have brass rings around it to keep it together, you see. And if you take soda and vinegar, you could clean that brass and it'd just shine. It's beautiful.
What did you use the cedar buckets for?
Water.
Mostly water.
See, we didn't have water in the house.
Mm-hmm.
We had to carry water from
the
spring or well.
What would you carry milk in?
Well, we had, back then, they would sell buckets, pails. They called them, and they would be, sometimes we'd have gallon buckets, and sometimes 2 gallon buckets, or 2.5 gallons.
The ones that you would buy, what?
Most of them would be 10.
10?
Back a long time ago, and then they got to putting out, what were those called that were made of, can't think of now. But anyway, it was very common for you to buy a half a gallon bucket, and then they got to putting out lard in buckets. And we could take our dinner to school. Back then they didn't have any school lunches. They didn't have buses to carry you to school either. You had to walk it and have a lot of fights on the way.
I see.
When I was teaching school, that was one of my biggest troubles, was what they'd do going home.
My biggest worry.
On fussing. Some that just wanted to fight, the boys would fight, you know.
And how about the difference between a bucket and a pail? Is there any?
Well, a long time ago, we called them pails more than they did in later years. But pail would be, now, some of the pails were made with a handle, one handle up, and that was called a piggin.
I see. Mm-hmm. And the thing that you use to carry food.
Basket?
Well, as a food to the hogs, what would you call that?
Slop bucket.
Uh-huh. And
and we'd say, somebody'd say, go slop the hogs. It's time to slop the hogs.
And how about the thing that you use to prepare eggs in the morning? If you sunny side up, what would you?
Well, we had some, let's see, we had We could sometimes use a skillet, or we could use a pancake. Now, what do you call those things that don't have a rim around it? What were they called?
Oh,
not a pancake. Let's see.